This is Neil Doody for ArtSound FM, and this afternoon I'm at Megalo with the director, Ingeborg Hansen. Good afternoon, Ingeborg.
Hi, Neil.
Now, why I'm here this afternoon is primarily because there's a new exhibition which is close to being opened. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. We've been busy installing the Sydney Printmakers exhibition Borderless this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's due to open on Saturday. We're having an artist talk at 2 with Susan Barron, and then it's going to be opened officially by Alison Alder, and it's the work of 33 printmakers from the Sydney Printmakers Group.
Yeah, in fact, that is their name. They're not just a whole bunch of Sydney printmakers. No. That is the name of the group, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're an organisation that have been going now for 50 years.
Wow.
And so they've just been running on, you know, volunteer memberships for, you know, the 50 years and have been exhibiting together as well as individually.
Okay, so what highlights have you got in that group of 33, do you think?
Well, I don't like to single people out, but we have the Rue Hanks, who's exhibiting here with one of his beautiful lino cuts, who's recently won the Fremantle Print Prize.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken that out, so that's a pretty good indication of the level of work. We also have there are a few finalists from the Fremantle Print Prize.
Excellent.
And we also, Andrew Topman was highly commended in the recent People's Print Prize.
So have any of these people actually exhibited at Megalo before?
Not to my knowledge.
So they're all new for the audiences here.
Yeah,
they'll
absolutely.
All be new.
The calibre of work is, I think, it's pretty remarkable, and it covers most of the printmaking mediums that we offer here at Megalo as well.
Yeah, which is something I've noticed before. Going to an exhibition here can be quite instructive because often you actually see all of those mediums and all of those techniques being put on display.
Yeah, that's right. So we're very happy to do a tour of the studios. We love that. It's one of our favourite things is to share printmaking.
Yeah, which brings us in a way to the other things that Megalo does, because it's all about advancing people's printmaking skills, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. So we run classes for intermediate and also for master classes for our existing members, where we specialise in techniques. We have lots and lots of school groups coming through doing classes as well, and that's always fun to see the faces of a young person pulling their first print.
Wow. So this is sometimes where people who end up at art school might actually first get the excitement about.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few familiar faces coming through after they've had a bit of a taste of it and they go on to do a bit more in year 11 and 12 and, on to art school or just coming back using the studios as members.
Yeah, there seems to be some sort of excitement in the immediacy of the art form. I noticed that people who you wouldn't previously have thought of as printmakers, like Omar Musa, has spent time here and has actually produced great work.
That's right. We can't get rid of him. It's his new favourite place. It's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the nature of printmaking is its immediacy and it's a democratic process. Anyone can do it.
So after Sydney Printmakers, what's next for Megalo?
Then we have our final exhibition of the year, which is our annual Press versus Screen Members Show. And that's always fun, always has a good turnout. It showcases the work of the members and what they've been doing in the studios throughout the year. And there's a little sort of bit of rivalry between the press side and the screen side.
Hence the versus.
The versus, that's right. So
who wins?
it's pretty even. We've been doing this, running the show like this for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's been, I think it's even. We'll see who takes it out this year.
Terrific. Certainly one to look forward to anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us this afternoon, Ingeborg.
Oh, it's absolute pleasure.